I'm a huge fan of consuming water throughout the day, but sometimes it can be kind of boring. I like to jazz up my water, and one of my favorite ways to do that is by adding juicy strawberry peach electrolytes by Organica into my simple modern tumbler and drink it in the afternoon. I'm really particular about the supplements I consume, and these electrolytes are gluten-free, they're non-GMO, and caffeine-free. There are also no preservatives, there's no artificial colors or flavors, and no artificial sweeteners. There's zero sugar, 5 grams of grass-fed collagen per serving, and it's a source of magnesium, which we are all depleted in. This is such a simple way to add something good into your body, and it's easy to do. Drinking plain water, unfortunately, isn't always good enough, and we miss out on some vital hydration for our body. Not only do electrolytes hydrate you, but they help with maintaining water balance, muscle contraction, nerve impulses, and temperature regulation. And the collagen is a source of grass-fed protein, which helps improve the overall look and health of our skin, hair, and nails. Right now, Organica is giving my community 25% off their orders online when you use code MEGAN25, MEGAN25 at checkout. Grab the electrolytes, and I also really like the enhanced collagen with magnesium biglycinate and L-theanine for my nighttime wind down drink. I just add it into my tea and snuggle in for a good night's rest. Don't forget to use code MEGAN, MEGAN25 at checkout to receive 25% off of your order. Enjoy! Welcome to Balance Your Life podcast. My name is Megan Farrell, and I am the host of this show. This podcast is designed to inspire and empower you to start and maintain your own wellness journey so you can become the best version of yourself. Let's begin. Welcome back to Balance Your Life podcast. If you are new to the show, my name is Megan Farrell Gordon. I am a wellness content creator, a yoga teacher. I'm a podcast host and creator of the Belly Bump Products, which is a holistic, non-toxic pregnancy body care line. If you are a longtime listener of the show and joining once again, thank you so much for being here each and every week. I appreciate you guys so much for being here, for showing your support for the show. And today is an episode that is one that I am so passionate about. I've really been in the world of low tox and non-toxic living, and I've been sharing a ton of stuff online with you guys. And today we have a guest expert whose whole mission is all about non-toxic living. So today on the podcast, I am joined by Kate Middleton. Kate, also known as KB, is a toxic-free lifestyle advisor and mindset coach based on the coast of Central California. Catherine's platform is based on the education of living a toxic-free lifestyle and believes that through the products we use, the relationships we hold, and the mental and physical nourishment we consume, we are faced with many forms of toxins each and every day. As the founder of Toxic Free with KB, a popular podcast and health and wellness blog, KB's core mission is to improve overall mental and physical health through the reduction of toxic exposure. On this episode, we talk about her personal story healing holistically from an autoimmune disease and mold toxicity, everyday products we use that are leading to toxic overload, and the importance of reading labels. We also discuss non-toxic swaps you can make and simple lifestyle changes you can make right now to living a more toxic-free life, and so much more. So with that, please welcome Kate Middleton to the Balance Your Life podcast. Welcome to the show. For the last few years, I've been really due diligent about making sure I read labels and use clean products on my skin, body, and hair. And then when I got pregnant, I became even more psycho about it. I was gifted a skincare set of True Botanicals, and this stuff is holy grail worthy. I am so obsessed with their products. I love the Renew Shibuya Active Immunity Serum, the Renew Shibuya Extreme Cream, and the Renew Pure Radiance Oil. I have dry skin that can be sensitive to a lot of products, and my skin glows when I use these products. I reached out to the founder and her team and confirmed that the products were all MadeSafe certified. This means they are one of the few beauty brands in the world that carried the MadeSafe seal on each and every one of their products. It is the most comprehensive safety and sustainability standards available, backed by the world's leading scientists. Being pregnant, this was really reassuring to me, but even if I wasn't pregnant, I would still be super pumped to know this because it means their skincare line is actually green and clean. I also reached out and got a code for you because I wanted my community to be able to try the products and fall in love with them just like I did. And side note, my husband Brad did too. He's constantly stealing the cream and serum from me. If I had to pick just one product, I would choose the Shibuya Active Immunity Serum or Renew Shibuya Extreme Cream, but honestly, the oil, the cream, and serum are all my favorites. You can use discount code MEGAN15 at checkout at truebotanicals.com to receive 15% off of your order. This is a really generous offer, you guys, and one I plan to use myself when I'm running low. This code is only good through June 30th, 2023, so make sure you use it before then. That's Megan, MEGHAN, 15, at checkout for 15% off your order. And like I said, you can't go wrong with the cream, serum, or oil. Welcome to the show, Kate. I'm so excited to have you on.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
I would love if you could give a little bio of who you are and where in the world you are currently joining me from today.
Oh my gosh. Hi guys. I love it because I'm usually the podcast host, so it's fun to be a guest. But my name is Kate Middleton. A lot of people know me and call me KB. I'm a toxic-free lifestyle advisor and a mindset coach, and I am the host of the Just Be an Honest podcast. I live on the central coast of California in beautiful Santa Barbara. I have a platform that's based on the education of living a toxic-free lifestyle, and I basically believe that through the products we use, the relationships we hold, the mental and physical nourishment we consume daily, that, you know, we are faced with so many forms of toxins each day. So that's why I created the platform that I do have, and I work with the clients in order to establish, you know, the ground roots of living within their truth and centering everything around that, and basically fulfilling the life of clarity, right? Coming clean with your life. So that's just a little bit about me. I could go on and on and on, but hey, how you doing?
I am so excited about this topic because it's something that I feel like it's that concept of like, the more you know, the less you know. And you like, you think you're doing the right thing and you're like, oh my, I'm using the wrong pans and the wrong this. And it can sometimes become a little overwhelming, but it's really something that we need to talk about. But before we even dive into all of that, I would love if you could back right up to the start of this. Why did you get into this line of work? What led you down this path? Was there a catalyst in your life that made you really rethink what you were consuming in your body, on your body, in your life, the relationships you hold, all of that stuff?
Yes, you hit the nail on top of the head. Yeah, very, very true. You know, I went through it all, Megan. I went through it all, and I became very, very conscious that I needed to make some changes in my life. You know, I'm 35 now, but I decided to become a toxic-free lifestyle advisor because I was completely 100% fed up. I was just like at my end wits. You know, I grew up in a dysfunctional household. I went through abusive relationships. My health was poor because of toxic home products and toxic mold. You know, I developed an autoimmune because my body was definitely keeping the score over all the traumas and stresses of this thing called life that I had been living in, you know? And I became so mentally and physically sick that I couldn't take it anymore. I couldn't take it anymore. So I did just that, and I decided to make changes, you know? But first, as you were mentioning education, I needed to understand fully, you know, understand and educate myself as to why I was so affected. You know, why was I being so affected by all of these things? So, you know, going on, I looked at everything I was using daily that built my entire lifestyle. And I became shocked that all of these, you know, choices affected my body and my brain, you know.
No, it's something that's so important. I think one of the things you were talking about is it's almost like these little smaller compounds. Like, it's not that obvious, like, oh, there's a ton of mold in my house here that I can physically see, and that's causing me to feel all of these, this illness. I mean, it certainly can be something as like, you know, a tragic as like water damage that has led to that. But sometimes it's like these smaller micro things that they don't do anything right in the moment, but they compound over time until it leads to something where you're like, I don't know what got me sick. It's this, I'm using the same cleaning supplies I've always used. I've using skincare that I've always used. Sure, I'm not in a perfect relationship, but like in their mind, they're like, who is? Like, they don't think about all these things that are contributing to like just overload on the immune system. Were there symptoms that you started to experience that triggered in your head, there's something seriously wrong right now?
Yeah. When you talk about symptoms, which topic would you even want to talk about? You know, because there's going to be symptoms for each topic. So do you have one specific that I can help with? Or we can like maybe jump on.
Well, when you said you went through, yeah, like if it, when you said there was like, you were starting to struggle with autoimmune disorders. Mm. So many people have been on this podcast have mentioned autoimmune, or, you know, they're like, oh, I know somebody who has it. It's like, it's such a diverse topic that it's, you know, if you can pinpoint even what you were experiencing that maybe would help somebody be like, oh, that sounds like something I'm going through and I haven't been able to pinpoint what it is.
Yeah, great. So autoimmune, obviously I want to kind of preempt this by saying, you know, we all have different bodies. Our bodies all react in different ways, but, you know, our bodies react and our bodies create symptoms, I guess you could say, as warning signs. You know, depression could be a symptom, right? Depression is a fine example of your body screaming for help, right? Me, for instance, when it came to autoimmune, you know, I started to realize as my joints started hurting, the fibromyalgia, which is classified as fibromyalgia, extreme fatigue. I have Raynaud's, which is genetic to a sense, but is exacerbated and widely, you know, blown up symptom-wise due to stress, due to, you know, other maybe environmental toxins that come into my body. You know, another symptom would be hives, but Raynaud's, if someone is dealing with that, it's the circulation of the blood, cold fingers, cold toes, extremities, right? But stress is a huge, huge indication that if you have an autoimmune that is coming up now, look 10 years into the past. You know, a lot of us don't want to look into the past, but look 10 years into the past and say, like, what was I going through 10 years ago? Oh my gosh, it was that horrible relationship I was in. Or maybe I was, you know, this is going to be really out there, but backpacking through the wild jungles, and I was on complete fight or flight, on edge all the time. You know, it's so crazy how, yes, our bodies are true temples. Our bodies are such, you know, it sounds gross, but petri dishes for experiment, right? And we have the choice to be able to experiment with that. But it's like, what you don't know, you cannot prevent with that. Does that make sense? So when it comes to autoimmune, there are so many different forms of autoimmune. It's basically like your body is attacking itself, or in a sense, it is. So some of my symptoms, I mean, I've had hives. I break out in hives all the time for some sort of reason, right? But it goes back to the central nervous system. Everything goes back to the central nervous system, in my belief, right? So how are you dealing with things? Stressors. I'm going to say that again and again and again. You mentioned at the top of the hour when we were talking about mold. Sometimes you don't see it. A lot of these things in our lives are silent killers, right? It's just like heart disease, right? They're all silent killers. So there are many different forms, as I mentioned before, of autoimmune, but everything kind of cobwebs together, right? MS, lupus, even Lyme disease, right? Everything, they're all very mysterious, and they all kind of manifest and feed upon one another. I would say, going back to, how are you regulating your lifestyle? I hope that helps.
Yeah, no, that was perfect. Thank you so much for speaking on that. I would love, when it comes to your own personal autoimmunity story, was there, you said you grew up in a dysfunctional household and went through toxic relationships. Was there anything else that you experienced that you think really contributed? Like, what is that whole story like for you? Were you just coming out of a really bad relationship? Were you all of a sudden, like, you put on a bunch of weight that you're like, I don't know where this came from. I've been eating this way, you know, for the last 15, 20 years. Like, it can't possibly be that. Like, what is the whole journey like for you? And then I would love, once we talk about that, what are some of the steps that you started to take to heal yourself?
Okay. I'll tell you my first memory, right? My first memory of one of my biggest flare-ups. And when I say flare-up, I say body reaction. Me, it was in my fingers, right? So I was a senior in high school. And I remember being in one of my art classes, and my thumb, wow, it looks really big on the camera right now. But anyways, it grew so big, my thumb. I'm not even kidding you. It was like, they were classifying it as like elephantitis or something like that. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but my thumb was so large. It felt like there was so much fluid in there. I wanted to like literally take needles and pop it just to get the fluid out. So let me jump back. So I'm a senior in high school. I am an extreme athlete. I am on the tennis team. I am, at this point in time, was doing the swim team. I've always been a competitive swimmer. My shoulder started hurting. I was like, oh my gosh, maybe I just have a pinched nerve. So senior in high school. Okay, guess what just happened? That like light switch turned on this cell activation, right? Which was, my parents just got divorced. Senior in high school, right? My body, is running rampant of that fight, flight, stress. Should I run? Should I go? I'm struggling mentally and now physically, right? So that was my first instance. And so taking down that path, you know, my whole lifestyle kind of started to shift from there. I started to fall into that depression, right? You know, when your parents get divorced, what's happening, what's going on in your life? You never think of that's going to happen when you're that age. But my body started to react in ways that I had never experienced. Yeah, you did mention weight gain. I started taking control in different facets, you know, like extreme athleticism, right? Doing a lot. I mean, I've always been from an athletic family and I love fitness. Like, it's totally my jam. I'm the crazy person that's like, yay, more abs. But that's just part of my genetic makeup. But anyways, carrying on, I remember when my finger got so big, it stemmed down into my gut, right? And we all know that the gut and the brain are connected, right? So modern day medicine, we love this, Megan. I went to, I think it was an osteopath for my thumb. And then they gave me this, all I remember is they gave me a little red pill. They gave me a little red pill and it made my stomach all a lot worse. So folks, where I'm getting to right here and right then is that when we start to use over-the-counter medications, antibiotics for something that we don't know if we're really treating, right? We're not truly getting to the root cause. Sometimes you kind of blow up the volcano even more, right? And you're creating more of a mess along the roads into the future, creating more autoimmunity from there. So with that being said, my fight or flight, my central nervous system was thrown so out of whack. I am a starseed. I am not from this earth. I am a sensitive being. I'm not meant to have antibiotics like that. So my whole body was like, what is going on? And I started to kind of dive into that fibromyalgia. I remember I would not be able to wake up in the morning. My joints were so just like my needles, like needles going through me. And I would still run on it because I was still in that depressive state from what was going on in my life. And with that being said, you know, if we want to talk about more toxicity in relationships, you know, all those decisions in my life made me, or what I'd seen from the dysfunctional household brought me into dysfunctional relationships. And then we talk about the body keeps the score again, moving into my early 20s and going into an abusive relationship with that. And guess what, folks? That just packs on more stress onto the body. And So choices are interesting, right? And what we don't know at as a young age, I was so young when my parents got divorced still, that we don't know that that is a root. That is a root, right? Even our family upbringing, those are roots that are planted and sowed for our health into the future, right? So we have to be very gentle with ourselves. But those are just some of the kickers for my autoimmune. Obviously, I have always been sensitive with food and food intolerances. And that's another thing that comes into play with the autoimmunity because of the central nervous system, right? And because of molds that I've intact had from living situations in later on in my late 20s. So everything compiles. Compound interest is what I like to call it.
Maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm under the impression that when they diagnose somebody with having fibromyalgia is kind of like one of those blanket statements where they go, we don't know what's wrong with you. We're calling it fibromyalgia because your body hurts, your limbs hurts, everything is just like sore and tight, but there's no direct correlation. Like, well, you broke your arm, of course it's sore. It's just like, we don't know what's wrong with you. We're calling it fibromyalgia.
Totally. Totally. And it's just like one of those things. It's like, we live in such a labeled world that, you know, everyone wants an answer for something, right? But at the end of the day, it's like, you really don't have to go to those type of mainstream doctors. Okay, guys, listen to me. Some do, I get it. But I'm a big advocate for, like, when you have something like that, when they say, oh, it's fibromyalgia, you're like, oh, great, you know, it's it's just like another thing off the menu. But I tell all of my clients and everyone that I work with, and I have such an extreme protocol for my ongoing healing and my ongoing healing for life, that, you know, you have to have your healers, right? You have to have your healers. You have to have the tools in your toolbox that work for you. You know your body better than I know your body. I make recommendations to people, but at the end of the day, Megan, you know as well as I do, like, you wake up with yourself, you walk yourself through the day, you feed yourself what is best for your body, you go to bed whatever time is best for you. You know yourself the best. No doctor is going to know you, because they're not inside of your body. They don't know what you're feeling. It's like chronic illness. Someone could look so amazing and glorious and substantial on the outside, you know, perceived by societal norms, but on the inside, you don't know what they're feeling mentally or physically.
What were some of those first steps that you started to take in your healing journey? Was it as something as, like, you know, I don't want to say minute, but like, you're like, I'm looking at my cleaning supplies and I'm swapping it out? Or is it like, I left a toxic relationship immediately, and that just gave me the opportunity to start breathing a breath of fresh air and to start the healing journey? Like, were there big things that you started to do? Were there some smaller things that you started to do that started to get you on this path of healing?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I mean, this could be a whole podcast in itself, but let's break it down to category. Okay. You mentioned the abusive relationship. So this little girl, I am like, let's either heal yourself or let's not do anything at all. I am like so black and white. I am gung ho. So with that journey, you know, when I got out of the relationship that I was in at the time, I decided to take, I guess you could say it was kind of like an eat, pray, love journey for myself. I had such a fear of losing money. You know, I was such a saver in my life. And I said, F it, you know, I'm going to get out of town. I'm a girl from Kansas, right? Originally. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to go take an experience. So I went to Southeast Asia, and I never thought I would have ever gone there. I went to Southeast Asia and by myself, and I just wandered and I wondered and I created awe, and I put myself into some, yes, more stressful situations. But I said, if I, you know, I was such a low point in life with that abusive relationship that I never thought I would have gotten my smile or my laughter back. I was so destroyed that I said, if I'm going to die, I'd rather die on an amazing life adventure. And so I took myself over to Thailand and I went to Bali. And I think getting back to what the definition of love is for yourself. And I found love in nature. I found love in innocent beings and innocent dogs out there, you know, whatever it was, nature, right? Nature is so powerful. And that was just one instance with that. But that taught me so many things that were simple, right? I went 100% plant-based after that trip because I saw certain things, right? So certain journeys and certain choices like stem on to next parts or next part parts of our stories that are, you know, healthy choices, right? Everything has another step towards it, right? And so when we talk about me getting to the mold, you know, illness part of my life, right? How did I heal? How did I start that healing journey? Actually, very simply, Megan, you know, I'm so lucky. My mom, she's a functional nutritionist. I was so lucky with that, that I got to do amazing herbal healing mechanisms with that. I didn't have to be put on all these antibiotics to heal from mold. And mold is a silent killer that lives and breeds into different organs throughout your entire life. So it still can be stuck in you in many different ways. But how I started that healing journey was simple. I had to go inward, because mold is a neurotoxin and it can make you like feel so crazy, right? So this is a beautiful part of the process that I think anyone can master themselves in a multitude of different ways, which was meditation. I had to go inward. I had to become softer with myself. I had to calm the mind, right? We're talking about healing the brain, right? So all the systems can work. I had to get my rest. I had to really think about my living environment. And with mold, you become chemically sensitive, right? I could smell everything around me, and I still can, because that's just an offshoot of it, right? If I smell that generic, my face, right? That generic laundry detergent next to me in someone's clothes when I'm in the yoga class, I will leave the yoga class because it's way too potent. And I know what that scent does to people, right? But then again, those things that happen in life make the choices along the way, right? Reading labels. Here we go again. What am I putting into my body to make myself feel the best? Because I already feel like shit. I want to feel better. I want to perform better, right? Reading the labels. Can I not just, I can't read that ingredient. It's out, right? Laundry detergents, cleaning supplies. If it's not plant derived, it's out, right? Really doing my research. No one was listening to me because I looked so vibrant at times. No one was listening to me. So I had to be an advocate for myself, right? Little things like that. But you can make little changes that really, really stem into big, powerful habits and changes for other subjects in life. And that's exactly what I did.
I would love to talk about, I mean, there's so many different ways I could take this, and I realize there's a time for this, and I'm like, I feel like I could ask her about this and this and Thailand, Bali and all these things, but I'm going to keep back. It.
We'll to, come back.
Okay. We'll come back to that. What are some maybe everyday things that we use in our life that people might not think about that are contributing to like a toxic overload, even if it's not immediate? Maybe it's like we were saying, that compound interest. Is it, you know, you had mentioned laundry detergent, which is so funny because I've recently switched, like the last few years I switched to like unscented like baby laundry detergent because it's so much more gentle. But before that, it was, I mean, it was like Tide at my parents, but there were other ones like Gain used to, like, I was like, oh my god, please, like, take that out. Girl. Of the room. Like, it is, I cannot deal with it. Dutch was a big one too. Like, all these like laundry detergent is like coming up for me where it was like, I mean, I can't do Tide now, but at the time it was like, that's what my parents were using, you know, so I had to use it. But like little things that maybe people are like, oh my god, I never even thought of that, but is that leading to like a toxic overload to my body?
Yeah. Totally. 100%. So I get it. We live in this like crazy world, you know, avoiding toxins in the environment that we live in, you know, it's almost impossible. You know, I get it. But that, guys, is not an excuse. to do better. Yeah, here I come. Here comes coach, right? The overwhelm of making change it's inevitable, right? And it will completely 100% attempt to sabotage you along the way. Okay, so the first step in a lifelong change begins with recognizing it only takes basic baby steps. So going back to, you know, what is catastrophizing, right? What is building up in our systems? Let's use cleaning products or something like laundry, right? Did you know that the fragrances that you are smelling in your so-called clean laundry, you know, marketed clean laundry, contain phthalates, right? And this goes back to the education. Phthalates, which are chemicals that help the scents last longer. So health risks for phthalates are startling, okay? They include cancer, human reproductive and developmental toxicity, endocrine disruption, birth defects, and respiratory problems. So what you are smelling is actually the result of why perhaps you have asthmatic breathing or having infertility, right? Little things like that we think about and keep us up at night, right? So little changes.
Okay, I think you're gonna love this because I'm 21 weeks pregnant. So it's very exciting. So I've been in this like trying to be more mindful about what I'm consuming and all of that stuff for a while. But when I found out I was pregnant, I was even more due diligent about doing that. And my favorite thing that people say to me is, well, look at us. Our parents, you know, used the scented laundry soap or the, you know, the scented, we didn't stop using candles or the soap or the shampoo. And, you know, our kids turned out fine. And I'm like, but did your kids really turn out fine? Like, let's look at the statistics of asthma. And, you know, I'm telling you, every kid I meet nowadays seems to have some sort of like ADHD. And I'm like, are our kids really as okay as we say we are? Or is it all these toxins that built up during pregnancy, or even, you know, we think we're doing something good for our kid, but we're, you know, if you're plowing your kid with sugar, that's one thing. But I think sometimes it's these little things that we don't think that we're doing wrong. Like, it's laundry detergent. How bad could it be for, you know, my son? But yet my kid is so hyper all the time, or their mood imbalance. Like, there's so many things that they are going through that I'm like, it's a lifestyle thing. Let's look back to the lifestyle. So I'm sure you hear that all the time about, you know, well, my parents did that and we turned out fine.
Yeah, no, totally. But to be completely honest with you, if you look at photos of even like our grandparents, you know, like they look so much like their waists, right? You know, like how they look just in general. And, you know, bear in mind, I don't know how old you are, but, you know, like my grandparents grew up in like the total, you know, smoking in the house, you know, or whatever, but they still looked great, you know, because they were very mindful of what they were eating. They were moving constantly. They were golfing or playing tennis, you know, they weren't sitting around on technology too. They weren't bombarded by all these products out there. We live in such a marketed community. You know, if you think about the choices that are on the market today and the choices that were back then, it's staggering. It's staggering. So when it comes to everything's competition and everything's money. So when it comes to like, oh, saying our kids were fine, probably not, because this is a great example. I've been doing a lot of shopping for furniture lately. And when I look at how tables are made today, it's pretty much like plastic, right? And I'm like, I just want a good wood table, like, you know, a cherry table or a birch table, like an acacia table, like a really good table. And I cannot find one. And so it's little things like that. We live in a world of plastics, you know? You think about even mattresses, right? Did you know that you spend 1/3 of your lifespan in bed? So non-organic mattresses have a huge high level of PBDEs, which are polybrominated diphenyl ether. Yeah. Do you even know what that means? So these chemicals don't break down and remain inactive, or basically they remain active in our environment, like air, water, soil, and food, you know, and there's so many health problems associated with those, like brain damage, reproductive damage, decreased sperm quality, thyroid problems, the list goes on. But Megan, you know, when I talk about that, you know, our water that we're drinking these days, whatever from the tap, it's completely different than our grandparents. Oh, you're totally right.
Well, it's one of those things, like I come from the standpoint of like, we can't control everything in our world, but what we can control, we make better choices of, we make more mindful choices of, because yes, I need a car to get from A to B.
Right.
Probably breathing in some gas fumes and stuff. Like I can't, unless I move to an island where there's no cars, I have to be realistic in the fact that I live in a world like that. But yeah, I can change. You know, we got rid of all of our traditional conventional cleaning products because of the amount of bleach that was in everything. And you were saying reading labels, like when you really start to break down the labels, it is mind-blowing the things that are in things. Or like, you look at the back of a label and it's like, why are there 32 things in this whatever? Why do we make it so complicating? And why do we add so much toxic stuff to our world?
Yeah, well, the honest answer is money. Like these companies want more money. Everything is competition. Right? Ours has to be better. Ours has to taste sweeter. Ours has to be more addictive. So they come back, they buy more, they eat the whole box and they're not full because there's no nutritional value on it. Right? That's like food example. Yeah. Simple. It really is simple. You know, we live in a world where companies profit off of us getting sick. You know, Europe really, it's not that way. Not that I've seen. It's pretty much good old Americans. Not to knock on us. I mean, we're very innovative. We have so much to offer, but that's about it.
If you are talking to somebody or working with a client, is there a top, I don't know, maybe 5 things that you think that in the household people can start to swap out or reduce? Like, are you like, if I had to pick out 5 things from people's household to change, to be more mindful about what they're consuming, it would be, you had mentioned, you know, a mattress. Is it like a mattress? Is there pots and pans? Is it the cleaning supplies? Like, what are some of those things that you think, like, let's get rid of that from the house and see if it makes a difference?
Yeah. Well, okay. So this could go all over the place, but yes, correct. Pots and pans. A lot of people love this whole nonstick thing, but there are certainly ways and brands that you can invest in that a little bit goes a long way. So yes, pots and pans, I would not use Teflon. Laundry detergents is another key indicator because it's going to be on your body, even in your beds, in the towels that you use, you're just rubbing it on your kids. Like it's like all that debris and dander. The third thing I would say is the health and beauty products that you're using on your body. Simplify, right? Simplify. Just because you're like, oh my gosh, this is a clean natural lotion. If the first ingredient has water in it, we don't know even what that water is, right? It could be like a dirty tap water that had antibiotics, birth controls from it, right? In that water. Water also in products strips your body's natural skin barrier too. So try to use like body oils, right? I typically just go to the grocery store and get a jojoba oil, right? Or raw shea butter. So things like that. I would say, what have I covered? Yeah, mattresses are a huge indicator. When we go into food products, I would say take out the canned foods. You don't need it. Soak your beans if you want beans. Soak your beans. Doesn't take that long, guys. Preparation. Yeah, it can really save your life. All you have to do is be prepared. Don't say you don't have time because I see you on Instagram. So taking away canned foods and vegetable oils, like soybean oil, corn, anything, because those crops are sprayed with the herbicide Roundup, right? And Roundup is a weed killer. How many more do I get? Gosh, there are so many. I mean, I could totally deep dive, but those are just to name a few.
Yeah, no, it's perfect. I think it's like, it's little things that I think it, instead of, I don't want to say like fully removing them from your life. It's like finding a good quality swap, like, you know, not using vegetable oil or canola oil, but we use like extra virgin olive oil or avocado oil or something. Like, there's lots of great cleaning products that you can also use that aren't soaking in bleach or, you know, the kill 99.9% of germs. I'm like,
we need, guys, guess what? Oh my gosh, PSA. Hate to break it to you. Guess what? We are bacteria. We are bacteria. So if you want to kill yourself, that's up to you. But we are bacteria. So we need to have bacteria on us. In 2020, people tried to, you know, use so many things to kill germs on us. But in turn, that makes you sicker because you don't have those microbes, oh my gosh, I'm using the correct word, to help boost your immunities, right? It's like little kids need to play in the dirt, right? Don't say like, oh, honey, don't do that, right? We need to eat dirt, right? And B12's in there. Anyways, here we go, off on a tangent. But the same thing, yeah?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I remember when, you know, COVID came out and like Purell was getting such a hype and those like Lysol wipes and stuff. And I was like, well, first of all, what are we using to kill all the bacteria? And then like, what are we doing with the good bacteria that we need to help combat all of this stuff? So are there things that you think make a difference when it comes to detoxing your life or to living more in a better, instead of like, you know, we were talking about getting rid of scented laundry soap or, you know, toxic mattresses. Are there things that you do daily, weekly, or monthly that help support a more healthier environment? Do you have like a reverse osmosis machine? Are you using an air purifier? Is there anything else that you're doing that you think makes a difference when it comes to, you know, like detoxing your body or to keeping it your, you know, house more healthier and environmentally friendly?
Totally. Everything, as I mentioned before at the top of the hour, everything is about compound interest, right? And I understand that everyone has different financial means, but you can certainly kind of like life hack things if you can't afford the most expensive, whatever, air purifier out there on the market, bring plants into your house. Plants are a beautiful air purifier in themselves. So I try to have plants in the house, right? That's super simple way to start. Yes, I do have air purifiers. I try to keep fresh air. I'm lucky that I live in California. I mean, it was 39 when I woke up this morning, but anyways, that's beside the point. I try to keep windows open when I can, getting fresh air in, especially during the winter season when you're running the heat. Oh, speaking of heat, right? Cleaning out those air filters because dust is a mold too, right? So cleaning that out. Again, we talked about me and my healers, me and my wellness tools and my toolbox. All right, keeping the body, mind, and spirit all aligned, doing my yoga. Waking up, my non-negotiables is fitness every morning, right? I swim, or maybe I'm going for a run, or maybe I'm doing a rebounding class on the mini trampoline. which is another beautiful standpoint, which moves your lymphs, right? Exercise moves your lymphs, and the lymph system is a natural detoxification process, right? Getting the waste out of your body. We need that. We need the waste getting out of our body. We need to keep our liver clean, right? You could do other things like going to acupuncture, right? That's another great tool for your toolbox and help keeping everything aligned and everything moving, body, mind, and spirit, because that certainly plays. You could do things like colonic hydrotherapy. That's awesome. Anything that's going to move things around. A lot of clean water. Yes, I do have a reverse osmosis home system. I know that's not possible for everyone, but you can get things like I love the Berkey system, which is a slow drip. It's not connected to the house. It's very mobile. Drinking teas, drinking my green tea every morning. I love a green tea, but I also have lemon and ginger water every morning when I wake up. Let me see what else is there. I try to eat as clean as possible in regards to getting my items from the farmer's market and going pesticide free with that. And having good morning hygiene and sleep hygiene routines, if that makes sense. You know, going to bed at a good time, not watching TV past a certain time, being very mindful about what my mind is consuming. It seems like a lot.
Okay, well, I have a selfish question for you, because I think it's perfect. Like, I know you said, yes, you have the reverse osmosis machine, but I think, you know, for us right now, that's something I would love to get. Don't have it right now. I have a Life Straw, one of those containers. It cost me $40. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I mean, I know it's not free or anything, but it's, if you're like, I can't afford the reverse osmosis machine, so what's the point? It's like, we do smaller things then that help to contribute. Is it as good as a reverse osmosis machine? I can promise you it's not, but it's little things that we do that make, I think, a really big difference. And like you said, like I do warm lemon water every single morning. I mean, lemons cost next to nothing, you know what I mean? And it's something small that makes a really big difference. At least I think it does in my health. And I have a selfish question, because just looking at you through the screen, you have incredible skin. And because we were just talking about toxic skincare and stuff, is there like a brand, or like you're straight up using just jojoba oil all over your body? Like, what are you doing? It looks magical.
Thanks. So I love just skin and taking care of whatever. I have to admit, I drink a lot of water. I drink a lot of water. I am in the sun, but I make sure that I, you know, wear something on top of that. I'm very simple about what I use on my skin. I don't wear a lot of makeup. As far as routines, I do like to switch things up. I don't use anything too extreme. I exfoliate, and I love every once in a while in the shower. It's by Tata Harper. She's very clean, and I just use like a little exfoliation, or I just use something very simple. This sounds crazy, but like I live by Dr. Bronner's sugar soaps. Like, I literally use them for everything. And that's an amazing brand. I do put jojoba oil on my face sometimes. It depends on what time of the year and what products I'm using. Right now, I'm trying this new company out. I'm not going to talk about it yet because I'm still in the trial period. But it's very clean. And I've loved using Three Ships Beauty. They have awesome clean products. I've actually done some partnership work with them. They're really great women. But yeah, basically with that being said, you spray some rose oil, some rose on your face. There's some really cool little hacks you can do. But I think exfoliation is key and hydration is key. And I eat a lot of avocado. I eat a lot of olive oil. I eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. I eat chia seed. So any of those things that have fats in them, that's going to really help with cellular turnover as well.
No, thank you for speaking on that. And I think it's, you know, it's funny, like I'll talk to people about, cause I'm like, I love skincare and beauty. Like it's like totally up my alley, but you know, people are like, I'm using all these expensive products, but yet they drink like one glass of water a day and they're like, my skin doesn't look great. I'm like, yeah, you're not hydrated. Like think you need to hydrate the body.
Another thing, this is probably a big key. I do try to live each day with, I mean, this really like wears on your face. I do get stressed, but I do try to live each day with a positive outlook. I try to find awe and wonder in every day. The second thing is I don't drink. I don't do drugs or anything, you know, like marijuana. I live in California, so it's legal here. But I don't partake in that. I've never been a drinker. So I really think those things over time kind of break down the cells in your body. But yeah, try to keep it basic. I don't have time. I'm a 5-minute girl.
No, I love all of it so much. This has been such a great conversation. I feel like I could keep talking to you about so much. There's so many different facets too when it comes to toxic-free living. You know, like there's, I, for example, off the top of my head, I remember talking about, I did not do it right, so I'm not going to get into details about this detox that I did. I felt like garbage afterwards, but I remember posting about it on TikTok and somebody was like, that's what a liver is for. And I'm like, oh, sometimes we're so uneducated in this world. Like, yes, the liver helps to detox, but if the liver's not optimally working, it can't detox the body. So
Totally. Yeah. Nope. That's very true.
Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you want to leave with the audience, whether it's, you know, you eat stuff with a lot of fat in it and stuff, which helps with your skin. You've, you know, reduced the scented things in your lifestyle. Is there anything that you're like, you didn't ask me this, but this made an incredible impact in my life, whether it was a product or a lifestyle tip or just anything along those lines that you want to leave with the audience?
Oh my gosh. I would say like away from products, I think to be honest with you, one of the biggest and best healing mechanisms is truth. Truth paired with love and kindness. I think if you are first and foremost truthful with yourself and you get to the root, you do the work, you talk to your little child every day, you can stem basically the steps, as I mentioned before, the right steps that are meant for you and your body, your mind, your spirit, in order to get anything you want in life, right? If you're looking for that love. Love is so healing. But in order to find love and kindness in your life and beautiful, you know, awe and wonderment moments, you have to truly know your truth. You have to be honest with yourself. You can't try to cookie cutter and be like anyone else, right? Everything's within you. You just have to believe in yourself.
Thank you for speaking on that, because I think it's something that people want to be told, the brands to buy, the products to use, the things to get rid of. And you can have all of those things, but if you hate your job or you're in a relationship that drains you or you're not living out your purpose, like you can have all of those things and it's still not going to internally reflect in your life in any sort of positive way. So thank you for speaking on that.
Yeah.
Kate, this has been such a great conversation. If people want to check you out online, maybe they want to follow along with you, where can everybody go and find you?
Yes, thank you so much for having me. Can't wait to be back. We have so much more to cover. But you guys can head on over to my website at justbeinghonest.com. Bean has no G, so it's B-E-I-N. justbeinghonest.com. And I'm active on Instagram at Just Being Honest KB. So I'll see you over there. Drop into my DMs.
Perfect. Kate, thank you so much for this conversation. I will make sure that everything is linked in the show notes. This has been so much fun. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
If you love this podcast episode, spread the love by sharing this with your friends and family, share it out on social media, and don't forget to give it a 5-star rating and review. From the bottom of my heart, I am so grateful that you are here. Until next time.